Going to begin the call. We'll first do introductions and then we'll give the updates.
Susan Nakamura, Planning and Rules.
Derek Alatorre, Public Affairs, Legislative Affairs.
Jason Lowe, Monitoring and Analysis.
Fabian Wesson, Public Affairs.
Kurt Weiss, General Counsel.
Amir Desbach, Engineering and Permitting.
Sam?
Sam Atwood, Media Officer.
All right, thank you very much. We'll start off with Dr. Jason Lowe. Will give an update on monitoring.
Good evening, everyone. So I'll start off with saying that there are no facilities in containment. There have, in the last 2 weeks, been no facilities put in containment. The latest data for the ambient air monitoring is up on the AQMD website, and the samples all results are through May 19th. The next sampling day is Thursday, May 25th. To highlight some of the results of the last few sampling events for the last couple weeks, the levels for both near aircraft and Anaplex have all been below 1 nanograms per cubic meter. Levels that were observed in the southern Paramount region, we observed just a couple of slightly elevated levels up to 1.87 nanograms per cubic meter. If you may note on the May 16th data, there's a number of invalid samples. And what happened is two of our instruments in the laboratory went down. So they were not, the samples themselves did not meet the quality control criteria for the results, so they were invalidated. Briefly, the overview of the schools for the past couple weeks. The levels are fairly typical for the area. This does include the Site 25 near Lincoln School, where I believe 2 weeks ago we reported that there was a 2.6 nanogram per cubic meter. The samples after that have returned lower than that. Staff continues to conduct more on-site measurements at various facilities in Paramount. Again, some of these are under enforcement confidential, but these are basically looked at facilities that are nearby the elevated levels that we see in the ambient monitoring. Finalized reports are going to take a few weeks to finalize, and again, they may be considered enforcement confidential. If they're not, then they'll be posted on the website. And then you may have noticed that there are some new samplers that have been deployed over kind of near the southeast part of Paramount, but it's actually bordering Long Beach. And those have been deployed in response to a potential source nearby. That concludes my report.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lowe. Next, we'll get an update from Kurt Weiss of General Counsel.
Just very briefly, we have reached agreement with Aerocraft regarding the placement of a monitor at their facility. And with that agreement in place, Aerocraft has agreed to dismiss their lawsuit. That's the end of my report.
Thank you very much, Kurt. Next will be Amir Desbas.
Good evening. Engineering staff have been reviewing early risk reduction plans and air toxics inventory reports that Anaplex and Aerocraft have submitted pursuant to SCAQMD Rule 1402. That concludes my report.
Thank you very much, Amir. Next will be Marion Coleman from Enforcement Compliance.
Good evening. Compliance and Enforcement continues to monitor the elevated levels in the southern part of Paramount, and we continue to perform inspections in the facility in the area, as well as all areas of Paramount where we receive complaints.
Okay, thank you very much, Marion. Sam, you have any updates?
And no updates from media this week.
Thank you very much. I'll give an update. We're going to be holding a town hall meeting in Paramount to update the community on our Chrome 6 investigation. It's going to be held on June 13th at 6 o'clock at the Paramount Community Center. That is scheduled to also be the day of our next call, so I just want to remind folks that the next call, which is supposed to take place on June 13th, will not take place since we're going to be having a town hall meeting that day. Okay, so at this time we are open to receiving emails. Again, if you want to submit questions to us, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. That's publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. I just want to remind folks that the only questions we're going to be answering tonight is related to the Chrome 6 investigation. No other questions other than the Chrome 6 investigation. Again, please submit your email questions to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Again, if you want to submit questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Okay, we got one from Lisa Lappin. So the question is, what was the agreement made about the placement of monitors between AQMD and Aircraft? How was the former plan altered to satisfy them?
So this is Jason responding. So essentially what it is our preference in the monitoring world is to have power, security, and access, especially when we are limited on our portable samplers. Right now we have a lot of value in our portable samplers, and if there's a chance to free some of them up, then we will try to take it. So the agreement is essentially creating a platform which is going to raise a powered sampler, one that we actually use at the school. So it is, something that we use at site 2 or 3. So it's something that we're already using in the ambient monitoring efforts in the city of Paramount. And it's addressing one of the things concerns we have to put the monitor above the wall. If you remember a while back, one of the changes to the facility that occurred during our monitoring was that there was a 20-foot wall that was placed at the edge. So we've agreed to be able to basically raise the monitor above the wall, which gives us better representation for that monitor. So that is what the agreement is allowing us to do.
And that wasn't, Jason, just to clarify and answer Lisa's question, that wasn't to satisfy them.
No, this was to help us. Again, we're trying to free up more of our portable monitors because we seem to have a limitation on those monitors to be able to place. So operationally, wherever there's a need to do that, plus it reduces one monitor, we have to detach from a pole, bring back, and charge. So operationally, that helps us become more efficient.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lowe. Again, if you have any questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Okay, got another question from Lisa. So the question is, why did the drop the lawsuit then? Why did we drop the lawsuit then? Will their sampling be considered as equal to that of AQMD?
So that discussion is still ongoing. Currently, AQMD regards its measurements as the primary metric for which the evaluation for compliance is determined at any of the sites.
And then, Kurt, can you answer the question? Then, why did we drop the lawsuit?
It was Aerocraft's lawsuit that was
against us.
Yeah.
Lisa, hopefully that answered your question. Again, if folks want to submit questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. We'll give it about another minute. Okay, Lisa submitted another question. Why did Aerocraft drop the lawsuit?
I'm not going to speculate as to what their motives were. You'd really have to ask them.
Lisa has another question. Let's see. So you do not give in to any of their demands?
No.
I suspect she's talking about the lawsuit.
Yeah,
so
no.
The answer is no. Wait about another minute for any additional emails. Okay, seeing that there's no other phone calls, that's the end of the call tonight, and we'll see you on June 13th at our town hall meeting in Paramount. Thank you.